Well, I got two Bibles today, so we are ready to really find something good. We're gonna not quite sure which one we're going to look at yet, but I do know where I want to look, and we're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul is just kind of talking and sharing about why they're doing, as ministers of God, why they're doing what they're doing. And I want to read these verses today, but as we read these verses, I want us to think about these verses because we look at it and we see this is Paul saying this is why he does the ministry that he does. And here's the heart that he has. And it's easy for us to read those things and to think, well, that's the way it is for the ministers then. That's the way the pastors and the evangelists and the missionaries, that section's for them and not for us. On the contrary, it's true for us. This is the heart that we should have every day as we live our lives because we are truly ministers for Jesus Christ. And if you're saying, well, that's not me, I'm not in the ministry. If you're serving Jesus Christ, if you've given your heart to Him and you belong to Him, your life belongs to Him. And your life, He wants and intends to use your life. He wants and intends to use your day today to reach and to touch someone with the truth of Jesus Christ. He wants to use you to share words of encouragement. He wants to use you to share truth with someone, to lift them up, to invest yourself in them, to invest the Jesus Christ that is in you to them. All the good things that you have in Jesus Christ, the promises, the knowledge of the promises, the word that you have, the truth that you have, all the things of Jesus Christ that you possess, do you possess them just for yourself? Do you hoard those things just for yourself? Or instead, do you share those things with others? We're supposed to be sharing those things with others. So this is who we are. As we hear Paul reading these verses, we should be thinking, this is a truth for us because every day of our life, we are ministers of Jesus Christ. Whether intentional or not, you are a minister of Jesus Christ. So this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm going to start reading verse number 7. But we were gentle among you, just as nursing mothers cherish their own children. So he's saying to them that, look, we've been with you before, church, and when we were with you, we were with you with gentleness, that same gentle manner of a nursing mother cherishing her own children. So affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you've become dear to us. Okay, there's two things I want us to see from that. First of all, I love the heart of Paul. He's such a good example. He shows us the heart that we should have. You know, I know a lot of people that look at Paul and sometimes they say, well, Paul's just kind of hard to read. He's kind of harsh. He's kind of rough. A lot of people think, you know, I've heard people say, well, Paul's very harsh and judgmental. No, Paul has the standard of Jesus Christ. And Paul's a man who tells the truth. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He just tells you the truth. This is the way it is. He says it in love. And I love, for those of you that think Paul's too harsh, I love this self-revelation of Paul. Because Paul is saying that as a minister of God, as one who came to the church, and he's reminding the Thessalonians, look, I was there with you, and if you remember, when I came, when I was there with you, when I was a minister of Jesus Christ, when I was a minister to you, when I was investing in you, when I was strengthening and encouraging you in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, but we were gentle among you. Those of you that think Paul is harsh, Paul and those that were with him were gentle. They are, you know, all that they did, they were gentle. They had the gentleness of Jesus Christ. You know, you can be sharing the truth. You can be telling the truth. You can be standing and living the standard of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean you're harsh. If you have the love of Jesus in you, there's a pastor that I used to know that God used heavily in my life. And he would come and go in my life. I mean, there would sometimes be months on end. I mean, 6-8 months. Sometimes even longer that I wouldn't see him, and he'd come back in my life. And every time he came back into my life, it was always as an encouragement, but it was also a time when there would be some gentle reproving and some gentle correction and some course corrections. And he always did it gently. And the greatest example of that is I remember we were sitting at a restaurant and we were talking about a topic. Because we always discussed biblical things. And as we were talking about this one subject, and we were commenting what the Word says about it, and all of a sudden, as he's looking at me, I'm realizing we're talking about me. This Word is for me. This is a correction for me. But it was done so gently and with so much love, I didn't even notice that he was saying it. And I remember it dawning on me that this Word is for me. And I looked at him, and there was the almost indiscernible nod of his head and a quick blink of his eyes, closing of his eyes, in acknowledgement that he knew that I knew that it was a word that God gave him to give to me. It was a correction for me. It was done with such gentleness and such love that, I'll tell you what, I never forgot that correction. I learned that correction. But it didn't hurt. It didn't sting at all because it was delivered from a heart that had so much love, gentleness, and tenderness. And that's the heart of Jesus Christ. So I love the fact that Paul here, as he's talking to the Thessalonians, and he's reminding them that when he was there, this is the self-revelation of what Paul truly was and how he came across and those that were with him. But we were gentle amongst you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. You know, that man of God, he truly loved me with the love of Christ. Because there's no way that you could present a correction. There's no way you can present a correction and have it not sting and not hurt unless you've got the heart of God, unless you have the love of Jesus Christ. And it's not just the love of Jesus Christ in you, but you are focusing that love of Jesus Christ towards another. And he was focusing that love of Jesus Christ. He was operating in that love of Jesus Christ for me. And so I took the correction because it was given with gentleness and love. And I've never forgotten that correction. And he did that numerous times. That's just the most obvious one, blatant one to me. So Paul's revealing here, and this is important for us to remember because, again, every day that you live your life, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a minister. You are ministering to those around you. Or at least we should be. The expectation is that we will. The expectation is that we will share the gospel, the good news. The expectation is that I will care about that other person, that I minister the truth of Jesus Christ to them. And sometimes we see people that we know need correction. Correction doesn't mean you land on them like an aircraft carrier. It means you come across like this pastor friend of mine did, or as Paul obviously did, gentle as a nursing mother cherishes her children. Paul's saying, look, in the same way that a mother who's nursing is providing strength, sustenance, growth, and nurturing love, giving of self, figuratively and spiritually, giving of self. That's what Paul said that we did. When we came, we did that. That's who we're supposed to be. You're going to come across people in your life today that need the gospel, that need the truth of the gospel. And maybe they already know Jesus Christ, but they need a word from the gospel for their life today. And God, the Holy Spirit, wants to use you to share that truth, to share that word, to share that word which brings freedom or liberty, to share that word which encourages or lifts up, to share that word which impacts and makes a difference in their life. Holy Spirit wants to use you. There are people that are going to come across your path in your life today that you will be Christ's representative. It's easy for us to go through our day. Look at last week. How many times did you go through your day last week and wind up missing opportunities because you weren't thinking of yourself as a minister? There's going to be people that come across your path today, people that come across your life today. And when they come across your path, your life today, you need to be open to the fact that God is using you to minister to them. And when you minister the truth, when you minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, you want to minister with that same attitude that Paul says. He's the example of what our heart should be as we both witness to others and as we minister to others like a mother caring for her little children, a nursing mother caring for her little children. And then in verse number 8, it says, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. Let me ask you this question. Who is it that's been in your life in the last days, weeks? Hopefully not months. Hopefully not years. Who is it that's come into your life that you knew that you were to be a minister, that you were to share encouragement, that you were to lift them up, encourage them, to share, if not the word itself, at least the concepts of the word, to give them hope, to give them freedom, to give them the word to hang on to? Who is it in your life that you've ministered to? I found over the years that a lot of times God brings someone right to your presence, right into your face, and you start to minister to them. And you know what? It might not even be somebody that you like. I've had that a lot, where someone that you don't even necessarily like them. You got to love them in the Lord, but the reality is you don't like them. But here's the thing that Paul says, and here's the truth. When you start ministering to somebody, and you start investing yourself in somebody, whether you like them or not, suddenly you have that Christ-like love for them. And whatever those reasons are that you don't like them or you just don't like being around them, all of those things are mitigated as you involve yourself, as you invest yourself into them. Paul says, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives. Paul, as he was investing his own life, you, as you invest your own life, as you invest your life in those around you, here's what Paul said, because you had become dear to us. Here's the great thing about pouring out the truth of Jesus Christ that's in you, pouring out the love of Jesus Christ that's in you. Here's the awesome thing about investing in someone else. Once you start to invest in someone else, that overflowing love of Jesus Christ that is in you overtakes you, and even those that you didn't really like, you suddenly love. I can think of a time just recently where there was a man that came into my life, and he was looking for the truth of the word. He started asking me questions. And I'll tell you what, initially it was a little bit of an annoyance, and it was a man that was irritating. He was truly irritating to me. And I even remember thinking, look, I'm kind of ashamed to say it, but I even remember thinking, I hope this is not someone that is in my life long term. I hope this is someone that is coming and passing in my life, because it wasn't somebody that I really enjoyed at all. But here's the amazing thing. Over the course of just a few months, because I invested myself in him, and we had phone conversations, we went out to lunch, he would come to my church, as there was that investment of one to another. It was my investing in him. Suddenly, when you give the word, when you offer Jesus Christ to somebody else, that love of Jesus Christ overtakes you. That's why Paul says, we gave not only the gospel, but our own lives, because you had become dear to us. You know, I'll be honest with you, that man was not dear to me when we started the process. But that very man that I thought, I hope he doesn't stay along, became one of the dearest people in my life, whom I loved extraordinarily. Still love. He's passed on. But I'll tell you what, the time that we had, the love that I had for the man, I will never forget that relationship. And it started with my own selfishness of, yeah, I'll invest in you, but I really hope this is not long term. And he turned out to be one of the dearest, most precious men. And that's just one example. I can repeat that story numerous times over the 30 years of my ministry. Numerous times where God brought somebody into my life that I thought, I'm not really all that interested in having this person be a major part of my life. But as Paul said, because we come with that truth of the gospel and the power of the gospel, and we invest in others. And this is what Paul said is, look, we came to you. We came to you with the gentleness of a mother nursing her children. And we brought the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. And we brought not only the gospel, but we invested our lives in you because you had become dear to us. God's bringing people across your path today He's bringing people across your path. And you might look at them on the surface and say, that's not somebody I'm really interested in investing in. But you take advantage of the opportunity to invest the truth of Jesus Christ in them, and you're going to find that sometimes people that will surprise you become dear and precious to you because you've invested your life in them, and you've invested the truth, the gospel. You've invested the Jesus that is in you. You've invested into their lives. And when you invest the Jesus that is in you in the lives of others, it's that love of Jesus that you're investing that swells and fills you as well. And let me tell you, there's few things in life that are more fulfilling than what I just described to you. If you want to partake in and enjoy that kind of fulfillment, keep your eyes open today for the people that God brings across your path, that He's looking for you to be the minister. He's looking for you to be the one to share the gospel, to invest not just the gospel, but to invest yourself into someone else.